In this episode, we will be discussing winning new business. So, Tim, how much of a problem is winning new business for sales managers?
Well, each year we speak to hundreds of sales managers, and one of their biggest problems is that their salespeople are just not winning enough new business.
What do you think is causing this?
Well, salespeople typically follow the easiest path of resistance. They often spend too much of their time calling on existing clients and not enough time in front of new prospects.
Then what should sales managers do to improve the situation?
Sales managers need to ensure that their salespeople have the necessary skills to efficiently identify, qualify, develop, and of course ultimately close more new business opportunities. Most importantly, salespeople have to be willing to hunt for new business.
Well then, how do you motivate salespeople to hunt?
Well, that's a good question. Motivating salespeople to hunt for new business can be a real challenge for sales managers. That's why it's very important that any commission or incentive plan is actually structured in such a way that it's logical for the sales team to focus some of their time seeking new business. Even when salespeople do focus a significant portion of their time on developing new business, inefficient prospecting and qualifying techniques can result in a lot of time and energy being wasted. They need to be able to quickly dismiss low probability opportunities.
So how much time should salespeople spend actively selling?
Well, a commonly accepted figure for the total amount of time professional B2B salespeople should actually be spending actively selling is around 60%. Some salespeople, however, spend as little as 15% of their time actively selling. They get caught up performing all sorts of account management and admin tasks that could be more efficiently dealt with by internal resources. For some reason, this situation seems to be acceptable to a lot of sales managers. If they actually thought their PA or secretary was only spending half a day per week doing what they're employed to, they'd actually be horrified.
So how can we get the best out of salespeople?
It's all about delegation. The most successful salespeople understand teamwork. There's no I in the word team, or for that matter, in the word sales. That's why salespeople should be harnessing every resource available to them, whether that's internal, external, local, or overseas. They need to think outside the square. Time's the most important resource that any salesperson has. It's essential, of course, that they actually use it wisely. Not doing so will only result in lower sales performances.
What then should sales managers do?
As a sales manager, you have to ask yourself the question, how much of the sales team's time is actually being spent selling? Not many salespeople actually prospect on a regular basis. They end up spending a lot of their time working on long-term opportunities, many of which will never be closed because they weren't properly qualified in the first place. This is why so many salespeople get frustrated and deliver disappointing results. It's because they're not prepared to do the hard work week in, week out, and be proactive and not reactive.
Well then, we'd all like to know whether there's a magical solution.
No, there's certainly no magical solution to making selling easy. If there was, a lot more people would take up a career in sales. Sales results only increase when salespeople prospect in a focused and active way. As a sales manager, you need to make sure that you have the most effective processes actually in place. This includes managing the identification, qualification, development, and of course, conversion of prospects. Once you have the right processes in place, it's just not set and forget either. You have to continually manage them. If you start addressing these issues, you will certainly win more new business and achieve the results you want.
Well, thanks again for your time today, Tim. To find out how Deakin can help, simply give them a call or send an email via the Contact Us tab on their website at www.deakin.com.au, spelt D-E-A-K-O-N.